We're here.
We are here.
42, 43.
Episode 43. This is the World of Controversy podcast, the podcast that gives you all forms of controversy.
Oh my gosh, it sounds amazing. Fantastic.
Yes.
World of Controversy podcast, episode 43. Super excited. Huh, Rob, how you doing?
I am good.
Man, I'm here. I'm ready. I feel fantastic today.
You feel fantastic. That's great. So I'm feeling great, too.
Awesome. World of Controversy podcast. My name is Germ.Griffin. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram, Germ.Griffin or Germ.Twigs. Robinson.
This is J-Rob. And you can follow me at jwizzle_ on Instagram.
Awesome, fantastic.
Now, we do got some controversy for you guys.
For sure.
Yes.
Oh, for sure. We got some heavy controversy. It's actually going to be probably a jam-packed episode. I've done some research. Rob has done some research. I don't even know how to come out to say everything we've learned, everything. Woo! Kind of cool to hear yourself.
Yeah. definitely is.
Let's just hop into it. Today we'll be talking about the Brittany Griner exchange. The Brittany Griner exchange. Russia and the United States did an exchange for Brittany Griner for Victor Bout. One was a prisoner in Russia who was a U.S. citizen. The other was a prisoner in the United States who was a Russian citizen, I guess. Super important thing happened, you know, as of right now, Russia is still invading the Ukraine and there's a war over there. So it's super important to foreign policy, foreign relations right now. I don't even really know what to say other than that. Brittany Griner is a WNBA player. She's actually one of the more famous people in the WNBA.
Yeah, she is.
One of the taller people also.
She's a six-time WNBA All-Star.
Six-time WNBA All-Star.
Yes.
It sounded like she was also kind of made famous for a dunk she made. Is that, mm-hmm. Did you get that research too? It sounded like she was one of the only people to kind of dunk in the WNBA.
I mean, look how tall she is. What you mean?
Yeah, for sure. And we will get to her appearance a little bit, not to just hop into the controversy. But, it's an interesting thing. I think one of the biggest controversies between this whole situation is, was it worth it? Was it worth it for the United States to, you know, swap her in for Victor Bout? What you think?
Are you hopping? You say you wasn't going to hop into the controversy, and you hop right...
There's so much controversy in this. Look, I had to hop into one of them.
You hop into it. You hop into the most controversial.
Yes. Victor Bout. Now, what do you know about him?
Now, we're talking about this Brittany. Now, let's finish off Brittany Griner, okay? Because Brittany Griner.
Griner.
All right. Dang, Brittany Griner.
Griner, man. Like a heated hoagie.
All right. I'm sorry, y'all. If I pronounce the name wrong, please don't come at me.
Uh-oh.
I do have a little thing, you know, with, like, pronunciation sometimes.
Amen. We all have our struggle.
Yeah. But at the same time, Brittany Griner.
Yes.
I said it right?
Yep.
Okay. So, she's a famous... Well, I can't even say famous.
Dang. Yeah, you kind of can't say
famous. You kind of can't say famous.
She's a awarded athlete.
Yeah. She's a very awarded athlete. She won many awards. Now,
including Olympic golds.
Yep, Olympic gold. Yep, she's a two-time Olympic gold medalist.
Yes,
and she's also, all right. Now, check this out.
Okay.
because she's also one of the highest paid WNBA stars.
Yeah. Half a million.
Half a million.
Around half a million, yeah.
And yet, I still don't compare it to the guys in the NBA, but we ain't gonna go there. That's another controversy.
That's a whole nother controversy.
But we might have an episode on that. Should the WNBA women get paid the same as the guys?
Yeah.
And that goes a lot into that.
That is a whole nother controversy. Again, we're reading comments. You can also watch us live on Instagram, WOC_podcast.
Can't hear the sound. Y'all might need to restart the live. That's James. Aaliyah said, I can hear them.
Okay.
Oh, James says maybe it's him. Never mind. He can hear us now.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Hey, we in the studio, me and Rob. We got Aaliyah on the track, and we got Jada Popstar also texting back and forth in the chat.
Well, happy week. Y'all can hear us now, okay?
Hopefully people can hear us, yeah.
All right.
We hate audio issues.
Hopefully he had the sound up, I guess. I'm going to say that. Maybe his sound wasn't on.
Hopefully.
All right, back to this episode. Because we ain't not getting sidetracked right now. Now, back to what I was saying. Okay, She won the highest paid WNBA stars. Half a million.
Okay.
Not as much as the men, but we're not going to go there. Now, this is where we get to where, why is she's in Russia, right?
Right.
It's the play over in Russia. Yes. So, this is the thing. The WNBA, right? A lot of women from the WNBA, on their off season, instead of taking a break and relaxing, chillaxing, and with their families and whatnot, you know, and taking a break from all the hard work they put in, they're playing during the off season, going to Russia, because Russia is paying them more than what they pay here. Right here.
Yeah, it's called the Russian Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like she's also in the FIBA Euro League for women.
Yep. And it's crazy. They're going to Russia. She's been doing this for the last couple of years. That she's in Russia getting paid, and sometimes even a million.
Wow.
Million rings.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And this is the thing. Now, she got caught in February.
Mm-hmm.
February. With the little vaping. Good, thank you for getting the exact date. I'm not good with the dates. February 18, she got caught with the vape pen. That has the little bit of cannabis oil in it. Okay.
Well, February 17th, I think. But yeah, okay. So she got some hashish oil.
Mm-hmm.
And
so she got the cannabis oil. Okay. I can get you the exact date. February 17th is when she was detained.
Right.
Okay. Now, I'm about to really break this down, brother.
Okay.
We're about to really break this down. February 17th is when she was detained. News didn't break out till March.
Right.
She was detained 17th. But a week later.
Yes.
Was when Russia invade Ukraine.
Yes.
Yep. Mm.
Yeah.
February 24th, Russia invading Ukraine. Time to break it down. Because that's after that was when Joe Biden put the sanctions on Russia, right?
Okay.
You see the little thing I'm getting at? The war. Now, on March 5th is when the news break of Griner's detention.
Right.
So, she was detained on the 17th. Nobody know about it until March 5th. Like, that's when the news got around. It went on social media and everything. All right. March 6th is when the Secretary of State discusses Griner detainment.
Right.
March 17th is when Griner detention extended. Mm-hmm. They extended her her little detention. Okay. Let's get to this. Now, Griner. And I heard a little rumor saying that Russia, how do I put this? Do you think this was, let me bring the controversy out. Do you think this was premeditated by Russia?
Wow. No, I don't think it was premeditated, but I will say this, the timing is odd. Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Might have been, though.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you another question. Do you think the Cold War ever stopped? I'm running that controversy now.
No. Technically, no. No.
My brother.
No.
Thank you. No, it did not.
No.
Sadly, it did not. They just put a facade, made it seem like it stopped, but it did not. Now, let's go with this. Now, I'm about to go into this. Brittany Griner goes to Russia. Mm-hmm. Around the time, you know, the Ukraine war was going on, right?
Right.
Then, she get detained for little bit of cannabis oil.
Yeah.
And supposedly I heard Russia don't really got a law for, you know, smoking weed and cannabis. But then I looked up and kind of said they did have a little law about it. But
wait,
her little bit should have, like, passed though.
Oh, really?
Should have, but don't quote me on that.
Okay.
Now, let's get this. There was another man.
Yes.
That was detained by Russia. Now, this is way before Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
We got the man of Paul Whelan.
Yes. Whelan, yeah.
Whelan. Sorry, I told you my pronunciation is bad. But Paul Whelan. Who was first detained in 2018.
Yeah.
But his trial was in June of 2020 when he officially they put his sentence out.
Yes.
Brother, let me tell you about this Paul Whelan, brother.
Go ahead, because I got some thoughts on him too.
So he was accused of being a spy.
Yes.
And apparently Joe Biden was trying to get him released as well with Griner.
Right.
And couldn't get him.
Absolutely.
And I heard he's a little upset that there wasn't more done to try to get him out.
Who was mad?
Paul Whelan.
That's what I'm hearing too.
Now, let's go into this. This is about to get deep. I'm already breaking stuff down early for you guys. I ain't gonna let it simmer this time. You know what? Paul Whelan, right? Yeah. This man got citizenship in 4 different countries.
Yeah.
Including the U.S.
Yes. And the U.K.
And the U.K.
And Ireland and Canada.
Ireland and Canada.
Actually, the Ireland one, I can't confirm, but definitely Canada. He was born in Canada.
Brother. Brother, Paul Whelan, can you teach me how to get citizenship in 4 different countries? Because I'm trying to do that, man. You okay. Cannot do that. But, no.
Paul Whelan was born in Canada to British parents of Irish heritage. Now, that's a big mouthful, so think about that. He's a man born in Canada, meaning that he gets the Canadian citizenship. His parents were technically British, but they were of Irish heritage. And then, obviously, before it was all said and done, he lived in the United States, where he gets his United States citizenship. Woo! Yeah. Yeah. I think he was a spy.
Huh? What happened with the spy is he gets locked up in the highest, one of the highest, like, prison territorial. So it was harder to get him out. Now, we got a whole thing with the Republicans slamming the Democrats about, oh, not getting Paul Whelan out. Yes, yes. Now, we ain't going to the battle of Republicans and Democrats on here.
No, please no.
Okay.
Because this that kind of transcends that. Remember, Paul Whelan gets arrested during the Trump era.
Yes.
Why Trump ain't sent him, bring him back?
And I was listening to a podcast about that.
I think they won't get him back because I think he is an actual spy. And they took an L on him. And Russia wanted to kill him.
That's the thing. When you become a spy and you get caught, there's no saving.
Nah, not really.
There's not really any saving. And for real, you know the risk you take as a spy.
Yeah.
Because as a spy, you got the chances of getting killed. Caught, you really can get killed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, peep the game. Let me do a little history for you, Rob.
Come on.
Since we want to talk about Paul Whelan, and since he was a choice of someone we could have, or the U.S. could have got back, Paul Whelan was in the military, right? He was a Marine.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a veteran because he got dishonorably discharged. So when you get dishonorably discharged from the military, you're not a veteran. You're just ex-military. In 2007 or 2000, so he tried to steal about around $1,000 from the U.S. government in 2006 while he's in the military. Wow. But the military has a trial. The trial lasts 2-3 years. Remember that. The trial lasts about 2-3 years. 2006, he steals $1,000. The trial, I believe, starts. In 2007, he takes his first trip to what country? Russia.
Wow. You're?
He takes his first trip in 2007 to Russia. He makes friends and stuff. And in 2008, he's dishonorably discharged. Now, that's a 3-year period. They say through the years 2007 to 2000, when did he get arrested?
He got arrested
In 2018.
Okay. And then he got sentenced in June 2020.
Right. So there you go. So
between 2000 all during the Trump era where he got arrested and
right. But what I want to say, which happens during the Obama era, is that he's actually going back and forth from Russia just to see his friends and stuff. He supposedly has Russian friends, including Russian friends in the Russian military. He's going back and forth, and then there's a wedding. And he wants to go to this wedding in Russia for one of his Russian friends. There's a USB that Paul Whelan has, and he thought supposedly it had wedding photos. Did you hear this? Supposedly, the USB had wedding photos, but instead it had whatever information about the Russian government or whatever. They catch him with the USB, and he's a spy, We don't know if we can believe Russia, but I'm pretty sure this boy was a spy.
Yes. So, Biden is under attack for bringing Brittany Griner back. But not Paul Whelan.
Yes.
But at the same time, can we blame Biden?
No.
Because as it seems, Russia wasn't trying to let him go.
No. No. Not.
And it was either the choice of Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
Or no Americans.
Well, let's go back. There was a Russian that was in America locked up named Maria Butina. Maria Butina was a woman that Russia, I believe, did consider trading Paul Whelan for. Now, obviously, this is years before Brittany Griner ever even came up. But Maria Butina was sentenced for conspiring. I think they gave her 5 years. And Russia wanted her so bad that they did consider trading Whelan for her.
Mm-hmm.
The trade never happened. I don't know if it was Russia's part or the United States part. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know what happened there. But Maria Butina is now back in Russia, and, you know, we got no leverage. At the end of the day, the leverage we have for this was a man by the name of Viktor Bout.
Mm.
We don't have Maria Butina no more, but we did have Viktor Bout. So I'm going to ask you the same question, Rob. Was it worth it?
Was it worth it? Brother, was it worth it? I don't really think it was.
No?
Be honest with you.
Okay. Let me play devil's advocate then.
Before you play devil's advocate, right? Well, you know what? I think we're going to have a time for a quick break.
Heck, why not? Okay, sounds good. Yeah, quick break, sounds good. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back, and then we'll break everything down after.
Okay, and we're black. We're black in the mix. Guess who black again. World of Controversy Podcast, episode 43, the Brittany Griner Exchange.
My name is Jordan
Griffin, Julian Robinson.
Yes. Now, tell me, what is your devil advocate that you're about to play, brother?
Brittany Griner, excuse me. Paul, I think the biggest argument that it was an okay deal to make is that Paul Whelan was about to finish his sentence in America. Viktor Bout was about to finish his sentence in America. Viktor Bout had how many years? 20 years or 25?
25.
He had 25 years over here, convicted for, can't even remember what the thing they got him on. It was a sting operation that happened.
He was planning some attack on America.
He was about to sell weapons.
He already, Viktor Bout sold weapons.
Yes.
All right, a Russian terrorist. He already killed American soldiers. He sold weapons to all these different countries, including African countries. Yes. He started so much wars in Africa, you know. And he was like, all right, he was like a businessman.
Yeah.
Selling weapons to other countries.
Yes.
So, yeah. We releasing Viktor Bout, the, what do you call him? The merchant?
Merchant of death.
Death for Brittany Griner. It's not a fair trade. And I'm going to say this. It's time. All right. Time to bring the controversy. Let's go. End this. Russian wanted they wanted Viktor Bout.
Okay.
They wanted Viktor Bout. Now, this is how they got him. They locked up Paul Whelan. Nobody really know about, right? And this is the crazy thing. Just like the Republicans are coming at Biden about Paul Whelan, y'all wasn't talking about him back in the time when he did get arrested. Where's all the tweets at for that? Including that president at the time who loved the tweet, Trump. But That's a good point. We're not going to get into that, y'all. But, all right. Let's get a WNBA basketball star. My controversy right here. Because this is gonna break it down. One, we already know who Biden looks for in votes, right?
Okay.
He looks for, one, the blacks.
Okay.
Two, the gays.
Okay.
Three, women.
Okay.
Brittany Griner fits all three.
Really?
Really?
Brittany Griner is a woman.
Huh? Huh? No. I'm blaming.
Yo.
Someone told me, you know, I mean, we've been talking about this, thinking about this. Is Brittany Griner a woman? No. No.
No.
She is a lesbian. She is a lesbian. See, here's my thing with this. If she is a woman, I don't want to be mean and say, oh, she's a woman and she's a man. No, if she's a woman, she's a woman. But there's a lot of conspiracy theorists talking about that's a man. A lot. I've done the research. I'm like, wow, there's a weird amount of people saying this is a man.
Yo, for real. I listened to other podcasts on this and they were saying she's a man.
I don't know what to say with that info. I don't think we have enough info to really say. But I will say this. As I was reading different articles, the one I read right before I started here was about Brittany Griner's ex-wife. Not her new wife. Not the wife he got. Not the wife this person got right now. Brittany Griner had another wife named Glory Johnson. Glory Johnson said that Glory Johnson only was dating men before he dated.
Oh, I think we got a comment.
She was dating men before she dated Brittany Griner. So she ain't even gay. Glory Johnson might not even be gay. And she getting with Griner. And Griner is some people arguing, look like a man. Wait. If not a man.
James said, black women always get masculinized.
Black women always get masculinized.
And then James, he said, same thing with Megan Thee Stallion. Oh,
same thing with Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, God, stop it. Stop.
Okay, we're not getting into that.
Stop.
Let's stay on topic.
Stop. Stop it. Stop. Stop.
Yo.
Stop it.
I'm done. No.
Stop.
No. With this Brittany Griner.
Listen, there's so many people telling me this is a man. Now, listen, I'm not here to say he is or she is. I'm telling y'all what I know. And all I know is I'm just as confused as y'all are.
Well.
Now, I want y'all to go back and look at Brittany Griner as a kid. No, stop. What, Rob, where my tablet at? They say it's a little boy in a dress. No, Rob. They say the Satanists do put their kids in other roles that they're not used to.
Mm-hmm.
I think Brittany Griner looks like a woman. And I've always thought he was a woman. But it is alarming how many people I actually listen to that are like, y'all know this is a man. And they're making me feel retarded about it. Can't tell.
Hold on. This woman is tall as heck. She kind of is built like a man.
Okay. She definitely built like...
I
don't even really want to say that.
Yeah, hold on. She is built like a man. That woman got no chest.
But that don't make her a man.
Man, she got no chest. She got muscle.
This flat-chested woman got, all over
she
the
got,
planet.
Yeah, she got muscles. She
looks like a man, man.
She looked like a man, but...
Now, I'm not trying to get out of space. Okay, this might be a man. Now, wait a minute. Hold up. I know, this is the picture of her as a teen. Is this? But I want to show you the baby one. I want to show you the baby one.
Let's show our audience.
No, man. We ain't got time to show them, man. You need to look this stuff up.
Okay.
Y'all need to look this stuff up.
All right. So let me go in because he's going on about pictures, baby pictures. No. This is what we're going in on. Okay, Brittany Griner. You know why Joe Biden and his team really worked to get Brittany Griner out? I'm going to keep it real. Because this is going to help him get the votes that he needs. Sure. Going to help him get the votes that he needs. Okay? Because Joe Biden been doing a terrible job as president. Let's be real. He needs that...
What is it? Minority?
Minority votes, right? Because when he say he got Brittany Griner out...
This is the one. I think you're right.
Yes. This is a political scheme. Now, Russia knew, right? When they locked Brittany Griner up. See, Vladimir. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry my pronunciation is messing up today. Vladimir Putin knew what he was doing.
Yep.
When he got Brittany Griner. Because he knew he used that leverage to get Viktor Bout.
Yep. Also, you know, I don't even know if that's Paul Whelan over there. Because Paul Whelan has a twin brother named David Whelan.
Uh-oh.
Who's a librarian.
Mm.
But that's a whole nother thing.
But
you're right, dog. And I think it is I wouldn't say a political scheme. It is a political move.
Well, Russia do know the fight that we have here in America.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
So, let's get this woman.
Yes. A gay woman.
Yay.
Yes.
She's black.
Yes.
All the things that...
But remember, her family didn't even come out with the story at first.
Mm.
Her family held on to this information for 3 weeks. You just told us in the first half of the show. It wasn't until Russia started to invade Ukraine, then Russia went out and said, oh, yeah, by the way, we got... this basketball player from the U.S. named Brittany Griner. Mm-hmm. Russia came out with the story before Brittany's family did.
Mm.
Before Brittany's lesbian wife.
Yeah.
Who looked good.
No.
She looked good. Y'all.
Yo, the wife do look good.
Wait a minute. No, y'all got to go and check out what we're talking about. Because you need to look at all these people. Look up Paul Whelan. Look up David Whelan. Look up, her right name? Sherelle.
Sherelle.
Yeah.
Her wife, Sherelle.
Yeah, Sherelle.
Woo, 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 brother.
Glory Johnson is Brittany Griner's ex-wife. No, Brittany Griner turns gay in 2013. She comes out gay in 2013. I don't know how her parents didn't know she was gay. Now, that's the first thing. She left home because her dad wasn't feeling it. Her dad wasn't feeling the gay thing. She comes out in 2013. Then she marries this woman in 2015, 2016. I'm breaking down all of this. Has twins. Now, Brittany Griner has twins with Glory Johnson. They're only married for 1 year divorce. Now, she comes out of the closet in 2013. Y'all, look at the time period on some of this stuff, though, really.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all.
No.
I think she wears number 15, right? Mm-hmm. That's 1 in 5. That's 6.
Yup.
That's 6 in numerology. All right? Now, we got to look at all this stuff. Now, how she have them kids? I thought she's a woman. Wait, how did she have kids? Twins. This grown man who ain't even having intercourse with women and having twins.
Now somebody will make the argument. I mean, ejaculation.
Whoa. Now, Rob, we ain't getting into all that.
Now, somebody, look. Now, you know somebody can make the argument. Uh-oh. See, you want to... Listen. We are on a show of controversy, brother.
I hear you.
So you got to bring the controversy. I just brought you the controversy.
I'm trying to throw y'all some more controversy. Go ahead, though.
But hey, somebody can make the argument. You know, I'm sorry, I don't think that she might be a he.
Some people saying that. I'm not going that far, y'all, because I'm still thinking it's a woman, and it looks like it could be a woman. Now,
either her face looked like a man.
No, her face looked like a woman. Her face is actually the only thing I think. Would you date him? Her? Would you date her?
Brother, if Brittany Griner walked down the street past me, I would not give her the time of day.
Dang. Not even if she crossed you over?
Not even if she crossed me over.
But she can put 50 points on you.
50 points? She still ain't getting no date with me.
No date. Well, she got a bad wife. She ain't worried about you.
Hey, I take her wife, though.
We're the Controversy Podcast.
We're the Controversy. Podcast.
Psychological operation. Psychological operation. I don't even know if the U.S. and Russia are two different countries at this point. Because I'm still trying to figure out why Russia ain't take Ukraine for everything it got. Don't they got a way more powerful military? No, what is Russia doing hanging on around with Zelensky? Zelensky's an actor. Brittany Griner might be an actor. And Paul Whelan, I just tried to tell y'all, I'm reading, got a twin brother named David Whelan, who's a librarian. We don't even know who's over there, Rob. Yo, and peep the game. This is the funniest part about it. Brittany Griner's wife talking about, oh, we're so glad Brittany's back. We're so glad Brittany's back.
Yep, I heard that.
We're going to try to get Paul back, too.
Yeah. See,
Paul and this back.
They say they're trying to get Paul back. Brother. And Biden's saying that same thing.
Brother, there's been like two different prisoner exchanges between the U.S. and Russia, including the Bout and Griner exchange. Earlier this year, there was an exchange with a pilot and someone else.
Trevor,
whatever his name is.
Oh my goodness.
The point is that Paul might not be getting back. If Paul is even real, I'm pretty sure Paul was a spy.
Brother, of course. Why would he get Trevor Reed.
So they
another man who was locked up in Russia.
And they got him back.
Yes, they got him back early this year.
Brittany was still in jail. So Brittany wasn't even a part of the first deal. This is the second deal this year. They pulled her over the second deal, and Paul Whelan been over there for, what, since 2018?
Yep.
During the Trump era.
Yep.
Couldn't bring back a ex-military person. God knows Biden ain't bringing him back. Biden bringing back people, any lesbian before that white man coming over here.
Here's the thing.
Man, are you crazy? Brittany Griner,
and this is the thing. Bro. Russia to make their point, right?
Right.
Because they know Americans would crack, right? Well, Biden will crack.
Oh, Biden will crack.
Okay. Let's go with this. Brittany Griner, a star, right?
Yes.
Not a major star, not a big star, right. But we're going to say a star.
An athlete, yeah.
Now, we need one of these famous Americans. Now, this could have been either if LeBron James or Nicolas Cage went over there.
Ooh. Nick Cage. Jeez.
And they got locked up over there.
Brother, listen. Brother, listen. If one of them lesbians, or especially a transgender, got over there and Nick Cage was over there locked up, Biden picking that transgender. Period.
But look. Now, let me break this down, brother. So, we got a star.
Right.
That makes news. They know they can keep it.
Right.
Now, Biden just released Brittany Griner.
Yes.
which is going, she's going to get a little fame because it's the most fame she got.
Yeah, really, it is.
Because most people didn't even know who the heck Brittany Griner was before all this came out.
Yes.
And she been in the WNBA for years.
Yeah.
A six-time WNBA All-Star.
Six-time, Lord of.
But here's the thing. Nobody watched the WNBA.
A lot of people don't.
A lot of people don't. And guess what? When the WNBA first come back on, because they're going to come back on back in the summer.
Okay.
And when they come back on, you know, Brittany Griner is going to make her first in WNBA game.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be hot for one game, right?
She's going to be hot for a summer.
For one quick second. And not even the whole summer, bro.
You don't think for a summer?
Not even.
She need to drop 30 a game.
After that first game, they're going to see. And after that, they're going to stop talking about her. They're going to say, oh, look, it's Brittany Griner. She back in after being released. And then, not to make it sound bad, but this is just truth. They're going to stop watching and then be like, all right, we don't care anymore.
Well, that's okay. I'm just glad she back if this is a real person.
Now, if they really wanted to make something, right? They should have brought her back in the beginning of the WNBA. Because that would have got the WNBA a lot of... That would have got them a lot of clout. Because if she got released during the beginning, she would have made it back. You know, people would have been watching then to see, oh, Brittany Griner, who was arrested for all this time? For a little bit, and then, bam. All right. Because then it would be fresh and hot. She would be hot.
I think this kind of transcends the WNBA.
It's going to transcend it. Because the first game she plays is going to get some clout. But that clout is not going to last long.
That's true. I mean, in her opinion, like, she didn't want the clout anyway.
Mm.
She just got traded for a arms dealer.
Well, that's what she got. And I don't know. Do you think it's safe for us to go to Russia now?
That's what I keep thinking.
Because that's the big question right there. Matter of fact, is it safe to travel anywhere outside the U.S.
Bro,
now?
This is what I'm talking about, Doc.
Is it safe to travel anywhere outside the U.S. now that Biden traded Viktor Belt to the Russians?
No.
Not only was he a terrorist, he was a Russian terrorist. Not just any terrorist, a Russian terrorist.
Yep. Yep.
Who plotted against America and why we locked him up.
Yep.
So, and he traded weapons in different countries. So if he goes back in there... And get back
to
but
there's but hold up. They're saying that his network may not be as strong because he's been in the U.S. for like 20 some years.
Now that is true
he's
too.
He's been locked up for 20 some years.
That is true too. But you don't think Vladimir Putin would make a good use from?
That's another point.
Mm.
Right.
Maybe he may not be as strong as he was, but do you think Vladimir Putin will not make a good use for him?
Right. Right.
We're still in a Cold War, brother.
And at the end of the day, Brittany Griner is going to have some use now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you better get ready for the speeches.
Oh, of course. She's going to make the speech.
She got, I'll go as far as to say she got to make her circuit to the different networks.
Oh, she's going to make the speech. You know, the interviews, how she was,
yep.
The stories of how she was locked up, how they treated her, how bad she was. You know, she was only locked up for a couple months, man.
Right. Man.
You know, she wasn't even locked up for a whole year.
Because Oprah's still doing interviews, right?
Oh, we know she's going to make
Oprah got to hop on
it. She's going to make the Oprah, CNN, she's going to make
CNN,
the Fox and all these other
probably cousins. Fox, yeah.
Yes.
ESPN, that's... A no-brainer.
Oh,
she got to talk to Stephen A. Smith and Shannon.
Yep, and it's going to go
big. She got to talk to them,
but... That's what I'm saying. She's going to be big right now. They ain't gonna forget about her. Then when the WNBA comes, she's gonna get her first game and watch. People gonna watch. They're gonna watch. People are gonna watch her. They're gonna watch her first game.
Right.
After that, maybe you might get a few people watch a few more, but after that, they're gonna stop watching.
Right.
And she's gonna be an afterthought.
Right. She's here to serve her purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's good, though, because at the end of the day, we don't want no black people over there. I don't know what Russia would do to black folk. If she gay, too, Lord help us, man. They may have tried to beat her out, but they done cut her dreads.
Mm-hmm.
Where she cut her own dreads. I don't know what happened there. But, well, we're the Controversy Podcast, episode 43. Super excited. Rob?
This was a good episode, you guys. Now, I hope we didn't make anybody upset with the Brittany Griner thing. Let me read a quick comment real fast. Because we got Divine Intervention saying, "What's up?" Oh, James mentioned about the surrogate.
the surrogate with the kid. Oh, gosh.
And he said, "Come on, man, LOL, stop it."
Where did that child come from? Where did that child come from?
But what's up, Devon?
No, hold up.
What's up, Devon?
Devon, is he on right now?
I'm not.
I want to know about her being a man, because maybe I'm not seeing something. There's a lot of conspiracy people talking about that's a man. I'm trying to figure something
out. Man, just look at her feature, man.
Oh, stop. Stop.
No, look at her feature, man. Stop. Tell me that don't look like a man. Man, she is shaped like a man.
But is it?
Is it? And she is shaped like a man. Hold on. Divine Intervention just got us. He said, "Yeah, I'm here."
Oh, he said he's here. All right, Devon, is that a man or not?
Is that a man? Is Brittany Griner a man?
What'd he say?
Go Google her dad. He said go Google her dad. Oh, Lord. Man.
Now, I like answers like that. Mm-hmm. I just told y'all to Google her as a child. Now, she do look like a little boy in a dress. I'm not going to lie. You got to look her up as a kid. Look up Brittany Griner as a baby. She's in like a little dress at like 3, 4, 2 years old. But I was under the fact that was a woman, but maybe I'm wrong. She was married to a woman that said all she dated were men, and then happened to date Griner and have two kids, twins. I don't know if they're biological. Y'all tell me. Probably just as biological as the Michael Jackson kid.
Yeah. No.
We're the Controversy Podcast.
Don't you dare go there,
my
brother.
My name is Jerry.
You're going too far, brother. You're going too far. Brother.
Where can they follow us?
All right. We're the Controversy Podcast. Where can you follow us? It's WOC underscore pod for Twitter. WC underscore podcast for Instagram, WC underscore pod for YouTube, and World of Controversy Podcast for Facebook, and World of Controversy Podcast for Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, Anchor, anywhere you can find a podcast. Yes. And I think there's one more comment before we go. Go Google him kissing Kevin Durant. Trans World Sports. Oh! Wait. Divine Intervention has given us something to Google. Go Google her kissing Kevin Durant. And Trans World. Trans World Sports. Okay. That's it for us. Good night, everybody. Come on.